With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump tour the devastation left by flash flooding in central Texas. President Trump says the damage in Texas is unprecedented.
It's hard to believe the devastation. Trees that are 100 years old just ripped out of the ground. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this. This is a bad one.
Heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121 people, including dozens of children, at a nearby Christian summer camp, Camp Mystic. Authorities in two national parks are keeping watch over wildfire conditions, which led to evacuations earlier this week. Donna Warder has more.
Black Canyon of Gunnison National Park in Colorado was closed Thursday morning after lightning sparked wildfires on both rims, burning through at least 2.5 acres. Park officials say there's no containment of the perimeter. And in Arizona, the Grand Canyon's north rim closed Thursday because of wildfire on connecting Bureau of Land Management land near Jacob Lake. Officials say that fire has burned through at least 1.5 square miles with zero containment. Officials say hot temperatures, low humidity, gusty winds, and dry vegetation have made conditions ripe for wildfire. I'm Donna Warder.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the risk of execution for Al-Qaeda's 2001 terror attacks. Former presidential advisor David Gergen has died. New York Times reports he passed away at a retirement community in Lexington, Massachusetts. He was 83 years old. This is SRN News. The NEA breaks with the ADL.
The National Education Association, America's biggest teachers union, is cutting all ties with the Anti-Defamation League, accusing it of exaggerating the levels of anti-Semitism in the country. NEA spokesman also accused the ADL of being biased against the Palestinians. The ADL has responded by saying, quote, "We will not be cowed for supporting Israel, and we will not be deterred from our work reaching millions of students with educational programs every year." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian leaders are praising the IRS for announcing that clergy can endorse political candidates without risking their church's tax-exempt status. Robert Jeffers, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, says the decision was right, adding that, quote, "The IRS has no business dictating what can be said from the pulpit. They need to stay out of our churches," end quote. Jeffers says his church's tax-exempt status was threatened recently. This is SRN News. Taxes on imported goods from Canada are going up.
He starts by talking about how there was, of course, tariffs imposed, caused in part by Canada's failure to stop fentanyl drugs pouring into the country, saying then that they were going to be putting a 35% tariff onto Canadian goods, and that if Canada retaliated, they would just match them and raise that again by 35%, basically saying there's no way out of this.
Friday, a groundbreaking ceremony took place for Wyoming's first new coal mine in 50 years. But coal isn't what the miners are going for. The new Brook Mine in northern Wyoming will process the coal to extract rare earth elements. Rare earth minerals are used in technologies like cell phones and electric car batteries. China supplies almost 90% of the world's rare earth elements, and the Trump administration is encouraging more U.S. production. More details at srnnews.com.